Catherine Tornquist was last seen the evening of October 4th, 2011, and her son Matthew Tornquist was arrested for her murder on October 20th. In the days between these two events, Tornquist's attorneys say the crime scene and evidence were left unsecured. Tornquist's attorney Matt Stevens questions Pat West why that is. West replies that law officers quickly identified the victim's bed as the crime scene and focused on taking evidence from that, but left the bed itself in the victim's trailer house. He says he cut out the piece of foam mattress that had punctures in it and took it into his custody. West admits that when he cut out the piece, he cut through the punctures, not realizing they were angled bullet holes. He found out when the state crime lab alerted him. West says the bed was still in the victim's home 16 days after Catherine Tornquist's disappearance, left unsecured even though there was blood on the wooden frame. In hindsight, West says, the house should have been secured. Catherine Tornquist had campers on her property that were full of items she gathered to sell at flea markets. When Matt Stevens asks why agents didn't search those, West replies they were initially focused on finding the victim's body. That is how officers overlooked a 9mm gun. Luminol to detect blood wasn't applied until October 26th. West says Luminol is not standard in DCI agents' toolboxes, so investigators had to make arrangements to get the substance and find an expert to use it. The DCI supervisor admits that other people entered the crime scene without his knowledge or permission. The state has contended that the $10,000 Catherine Tornquist was known to be carrying has been mostly accounted for in Matthew Tornquist's possession. The state says, among other expenditures, that Tornquist gambled $3,000 in Deadwood, and he also had about $3,000 in his sock when he was arrested. But Matt Stevens asked West if he has evidence that Tornquist lost money when he gambled in Deadwood. West says he has no way of knowing and concedes that the $3,000 found on Tornquist could be the same chunk of money he had in Deadwood. Stevens makes the point that Tornquist's vehicle, believed to have transported the victim's body, was not secured in a building, but was left outside with crime scene tape on the doors and a security camera trained on it. West says Fall River County did not have the facilities to keep the car indoors. The trial continues next week. Tornquist is charged with first-degree murder or, in the alternative, second-degree murder. If convicted, he'll spend his life in prison. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.